The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We're back for hour two. It's 10:03 on your Saturday morning. So good to have you here. I'm Randy Corporan, your pumped-up purveyor of principled, passionate patriotism with a good-looking day today, 44 today, 53 tomorrow for the Stop the Mandate rally on the west steps of the Capitol. We kick it off at 1 o'clock. I'm going to try and get down there before 1. I don't speak until around 2:30, so, man, if you're down there, let's make sure we connect and say hello, shake hands, fist bump, good wet kiss on the lips, whatever you're into. I'm up for it tomorrow. This is so important, a worldwide event. And so thankful to my good friend, former Colorado State Senator Ted Harvey, founder of Defeat the Committee to Defeat the President, spit that out, for putting this together, because he realized that just not everybody could make it to D.C. There could be hundreds of thousands of people there. And so I hope we get a chance to see you downtown between 1 and probably around 3 or 3:30 tomorrow. Good-looking day to get outside and stand for your principles. Speaking of someone who stands for principles, I've just gotten so much over the years out of my relationship with Jenny Beth Martin, the co-founder of Tea Party Patriots, the work that she does, the way she's been able to bring just vast resources together with a website that tells you what you can do right now, makes it easy for you to do this and do that. I talked at the top of the hour, the first hour, of just what a great week it's been, including the stopping of the federal takeover of elections and the codifying of all of the shenanigans from 2020 into federal election law, even though constitutionally the states are supposed to be in charge of their own elections. That's just one of the many great accomplishments that I attribute in significant part to my good friend Jenny Beth Martin, and she joins us right now. Jenny Beth, good morning.
Good morning, Randy. It's so good to be with you.
It really is, and what a week of celebration. I talk sometimes on this show about the weekly election integrity call that brings together so many great people. Ken Blackburn, you, Hans von Spakovsky from the Heritage Foundation, but dozens of people. And just the strategies and the updates and the information, all of the amazing things that are going on, and not just battleground states, but virtually the majority, if not more, of the states around the country to ensure that 2022 and 2024 count only legitimate votes. And it was really kind of a celebration on the call this last Friday. How'd you feel about it?
I thought that we've had a good week this past week, defeating yet another attempt for Washington, D.C. to take over our elections, and defeating the attempt to change the rules of the Senate to make bills pass, or a select bill pass, with only a simple majority rather than a supermajority. Being able to defeat both of these is a good thing. States will still be in charge of their elections. The federal government is not taking it over. And the most important thing probably is the fact that we did keep the filibuster in place. And I think that it's important for some of your listeners to think about the fact that when Trump was president, there was an effort and a push to change the filibuster, and Senator McConnell and others stood against that. People who were in the Senate were against doing that. And we understand when we're in the minority why it is so important to protect the minority rights in this country, because we also voted for people to elect us, and they need to have a say in Congress. So it was a very good week. No new precedents were created, and that was good. And then we had a halfway good, halfway bad Supreme Court ruling when it comes to healthcare freedom. So OSHA is not allowed to make rules about mandating employers to require a vaccine, and that is a good thing. I think they got wrong the part where they continue to say that medical professionals who work for companies that take money for Medicare and Medicaid have to have the vaccine. And I think that still needs further litigation.
Let me step in real quick, because I definitely want to talk about the SCOTUS ruling, and I'm grateful that a federal judge, I think in Texas, issued a nationwide injunction against enforcing that particular mandate that you were just talking about. But before we get too far away from the election and the filibuster, TeaPartyPatriots.org, TeaPartyPatriots.org is now one of the most easy to use tools for folks who want to do something. You know, they're sitting at home. They've already written their check for the day. They've made their phone calls or whatever. And it's got action items for folks. And one of the action items was not only to prop up and encourage Republicans who stood unanimously against turning the filibuster over, and naturally they would because they're in the minority, but focusing support and praise on Democrat senators, Manchin and Sinema, to make sure that they knew that the American people were with them. How important is it for people in Washington, D.C., to hear from the American people?
It's extremely important. Sometimes people underestimate the importance of that, or they think that their calls don't matter. And the fact is they do. Most senators and most congressmen at the end of each week get a report that tells how many people called in favor or against a particular issue, and they pay attention to that tally sheet, if you will. And when I also know that when a member of Congress is under intense scrutiny and intense pressure, which Manchin and Sinema have been from within their own party, hearing from people who support what they're doing is incredibly important to that individual member. I'm not in touch with Manchin and Sinema directly, but I have been in touch with other members when they're under that kind of intense pressure, and they really appreciate the encouragement to stand strong. It's very important, and it's one of the things that we as Americans are able to do with our elected officials. And if we want them to represent us and represent what we want, we have to make sure they know what it is that their constituents want.
I'm on the TeaPartyPatriots.org actions page, and looks like we're going to have to do some revising, because here are the four key points. Speak out against Joe Biden's election integrity lies. Stop Schumer, save the Senate. Protect the filibuster and our elections. Dear senators, keep your promise to protect the filibuster. And what I want people to know who are just wondering, what can I do to really maximize your own time using these tools? If you click on any of these boxes, it takes you to a list of calls. It even provides, often provide scripts and or letters or ways to fax. I mean, there's just so many different ways to touch these people. Have you even thought about, I know you're not packing it up and saying, okay, filibuster's saved, the elections are secure, we're moving on. What are going to be the next action items that people can look for to get help with doing on TeaPartyPatriots.org?
So every week, usually on Mondays, we update the action item, and then we usually revise them on Wednesday afternoons as things evolve throughout the week. So this coming week, we have two particular items. One will be to thank Spotify for allowing Joe Rogan to interview doctors and allow free speech and free debate to happen on their platform. Whether you agree with what the doctors said or not, scientists should be able to discuss in the public and debate their perception of science and facts. That's how iron sharpens iron. So we appreciate that with Spotify. Then the other thing that we're doing on the 25th of the month, it is National Become a Poll Worker Day. So we're recruiting people across the entire country. Both sides of the aisle are working on this to recruit people to be poll workers or election officials in their local election office. And so this week we also will be sending out alerts asking people to sign up to become poll workers or potentially poll watchers if they don't wind up being a poll worker. And we will connect those people to groups that are doing training on that effort, and also to send them to a government website so they can sign up there as well to become a poll worker. And that'll be our action items for next week.
Absolutely terrific. And that reminds me of something I hadn't mentioned to my audience yet. As the Republican National Committee man who, you know, hears a lot of flack from people who just, you know, what's the GOP doing? What's the RNC doing? The RNC is putting up trainings for these poll watchers. They've got statistics going around right now that are just indisputable. 75% of Americans, including almost 70% of Black and 60% of just Democrats polled, support voter ID. NPR finds that 80% of Americans want voter ID. There are links to those polls. 68% believe that state legislatures should decide the voting rules and regulations for their state, not the federal government. We put that one behind us, at least for now. And finally, by a 33-point margin, Americans believe that voting in their area is already easy, and they want to see election reform focus on making sure elections are fair and free of voter fraud. And the RNC is doing training starting next week to help people get involved. And the Democrats are terrified. You listen to MSLSD or others, and they're saying, oh, my God, you know, the Bannon crew, the Republicans, they're coming for our elections. They're going to make it so we can't vote or we can't have our votes counted. And they're just terrified that instead of leaving this to the Democrats, leaving it to chance, we are finally getting involved.
That's right. And Randy, the RNC, I have been in and with people from the key states that had issues in 2020 and are continuing to work on election integrity, the leaders in the states who are working on election integrity, and they're just everyday citizens. The RNC is active in each of these states, and they have a program in 2022 to recruit poll workers, election officials, as well as poll watchers, and they're in the states doing that. And we haven't seen that same kind of effort from the RNC in the past. Many people don't know this, but one of the reasons for that is that there was a court order that prohibited the National Republican Party from being involved in election integrity type issues. And that was not lifted until, I think, 2017, when the judge who issued it, after he died, it was able to be lifted, but the judge would never allow it to come to be released for about 40 years. So the RNC has a lot to do to catch up with where the DNC has been, because they were legally prohibited from doing this. And from what I can tell, they are doing that. You know, I may have issues from time to time with the Republican National Committee, but when it comes to this particular effort, I'm witnessing it, and I think people need to know that I'm seeing firsthand that they are taking this very seriously.
The RNC is putting together the largest get-out-the-vote voter integrity machine in history, and it's underway. And what I love about the RNC now is it's not just the committee of the big donor, the corporate donor. Obviously, those still exist. But the RNC is now raising its money from individual donors, individual America First patriots, many of whom got excited about being a Republican or supporting Republicans again during the four extremely successful years of President Donald Trump.
That is correct. And so it's good to see that they are doing that. And I think that you're exactly right. They're working on recruiting people next week during the National Poll Worker Day, coinciding with that, to get people to sign up to be poll workers. And then it's my understanding they will be working to train the people who sign up. And Tea Party Patriots Action is going to be working to recruit these people. I'm sure other organizations will be as well. And I also know that AMAC, the American, the Association of Mature Americans, it's the alternative to AARP. They're going to be working on this next week as well. So it's all hands on deck. We need people to sign up to be election workers in their local areas.
Really, really exciting. And it has the Democrats running with their tails tucked between their legs. Unfortunately, here in my state, it has a lot of Republicans running around with their tails tucked between their legs because they're afraid they're going to make a mistake, or we're going to say something, or we can't talk about election integrity. We can't talk about the truth of what actually happened and what didn't happen on January 6th. And they tell us we can't talk about it. And in order to do that, they have to keep talking about it. You know, I'm happy to talk about crime rates and the cost of living in the United States and our national security, our border, inflation, all of the winning issues for Republicans. But it's primarily Republicans that keep dragging us back to this nonsense. It's just outrageous. But before we run out of time, I do want to get to your take on what happened with the Supreme Court. And I guess I misunderstood what the judge in Texas did. He blocked the mandate for federal workers. Here's the problem, though. All of this drama, all of this propaganda has, for instance, Starbucks. Oh, we've stopped our mandate after 90% of Starbucks workers have already gotten the jab. And so federal workers have been forced into it on fear of losing their job. Now a judge stops it. I'm glad it's happening. We need to take care of this once and for all for the future of America. But man, oh man, people have been bullied into doing something that for many is not a necessary or wise move.
Yes, I think that is correct. But the good thing is that if you're going to apply for a job at Starbucks and you have not had the vaccine already, now you are able to get a job there without being prohibited from doing that. So maybe their current employees have had it, but I'm sure that they have vacancies, as many, many businesses do. I think a lot of the vacancies have been because of the vaccine mandate. We need people working in this country, and people want to be able to work. So that part that the Supreme Court did was good, and we need to see more companies do like Starbucks did. The part that they've done where they're continuing to require healthcare professionals to get the vaccine if they get money from Medicare or Medicaid if their employer does, it's still going to go through litigation, so it's not completely done. But I just simply don't think. I think that the judge in Texas was right when he said something to the effect, I'm not quoting him word for word, that it is improper for a business to require a potential employee or a current employee to have a medical procedure as a condition of employment. And I think that would apply for any of these cases moving forward. It is a bridge too far. It's going too far, and we cannot allow that to happen, because if you create that precedent, new and other kind of medical procedures may be required in the future.
All right, last question. It's the question that's on everybody's mind. How's your arm doing?
I broke my arm and had to have surgery in the last 2 weeks, but I'm on the mend. I'm in physical therapy, and I should be back to almost as good as new in the next 4 to 6 weeks.
That's good news. Well, I may see you at CPAC. I think I'll be broadcasting the show from CPAC. That's not locked in yet. We did it last year, last couple of years, I think, but I'll definitely be out there and hopefully reporting in. Will you be at CPAC this year?
I should be at CPAC, and then I have another event in California, so I've got to figure out how I'm bouncing between California and Florida, but I plan to be at both events.
Did you see where Governor Newsom made the comment after vandals broke into rail cars, and that he said it looks like California looks like a third world country here?
Oh. Well, they have Governor Newsom to thank for that. They need a new governor, and they need to pay attention to law and order in their state.
It's great to have you back. Have a great weekend, and I hope I'll be talking to you real soon.
Thank you so much, Randy.
You bet. Jenny Beth Martin, TeaPartyPatriots.org, TeaPartyPatriots.org. You should always be checking that out. And, you know, frankly, I don't understand why we are in this position, because it was just 6 months ago that the leader of the free world said this.
You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
I'm sorry, creepy sleepy. What was that?
You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Unbelievable. All right, we'll get to your phone calls. 303-696-1971 is the number. 303-696-1971. We had Patrick Neville on a little while ago, and one of his colleagues, one of the other two real stars in the Colorado State Legislature. If you like people who vote for constitutionally limited, fiscally sound government, who consistently get A ratings in all of the places that look at that sort of thing, my good friend State Representative Dave Williams will join us at 11 o'clock. Before we get to break, don't forget that News Talk 710 presents the Colorado GOP Senate debate. It's this Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. And it's happening out there at CCU. Scheduled to appear, Eli Bremmer, Gino Campagna, Deborah Flora, State Representative Ron Hanks. Ooh, there's trouble. Joe O'Day and Peter Yu. You can't buy a ticket because it's sold out. And I'm going to be there. And I'm just really excited about this particular mainstream in Colorado debate at CCU. But you can watch online absolutely for free at 710canus.com. 710canus.com. It's this Tuesday night. It starts at 6:30. And we'll be right back. 303-696-1971. 710-KNUS. My motor's running. How about yours? 1028. 303-696-1971. We'll get to your phone calls here in just 1 second. But I want to make sure that you heard what sleepy, creepy, putative President Joe Biden from his illegitimate regime just 6 months ago had to say, if you would just get jabbed.
You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Now, just this week, the director of the CDC had to come out and once again redefine. The definitions keep changing over there. Now, the Washington Post will tell you that that's not so, but that's a lie. Factcheckers.org will tell you that that's not so, but that's a lie. The definitions keep changing, including this one from the director of the CDC.
And what we really are working to do is pivot the language to make sure that everybody is as up to date with their COVID-19 vaccines as they personally could be, should be, based on when they got their last vaccine. So importantly, right now, we're pivoting our language. We really want to make sure people are up to date. That means if you recently got your second dose, you're not eligible for a booster, you're up to date. If you are eligible for a booster and you haven't gotten it, you're not up to date, and you need to get your booster in order to be up to date.
They're always pivoting the language, including the actual definitions of vaccines. I'm not going to get into it. I've gone through it many times on this show. Just look it up. Just see what the different. In fact, Congressman Thomas Massey, Kentucky, tweeted this out months ago, where he linked right to what the definitions of vaccines have been and are now. They don't prevent anything. If you weren't here in the first hour, please get the podcast later when it's available to you, because we went through the myth of January 6th, this great opinion piece that popped up in Newsmax and was written by a young Hispanic, Pedro Gonzalez. And really, to sum it up, the truth is January 6th, this is from his article, is a political myth transformed from a historical event into an ideology designed to protect and stabilize a regime whose supporting institutions are deteriorating. And we played the propaganda from the Attorney General about January 6th. We went through some of the polling on what Americans believe now about the FBI and our once trusted institutions. And it's just a very important piece. If you missed it, I hope you'll go back and get it real soon. Before we get to the phone lines, I just want to share one more little bit of audio with you. This really sums up the two-hour sleepy, creepy comedy show put on by putative President Joe Biden when he held his press conference.
You know, there's a lot of frustration. I often see empty shelves being shown on television. People are paying more for a pound of hamburger meat than they ever paid. Very few schools are closing. It's one thing if it's a minor incursion and they pull up to a pump and all of a sudden, instead of paying $2.40 a gallon, they're paying $5 a gallon. Should we have done more testing earlier? Yes. Did we have it at the moment exactly when we should have moved, and could we have moved a month earlier? Yeah, we could have. I think report cards could look pretty good. I didn't overpromise. I don't view that as somehow a mark of incompetence. I have not been out in the community nearly enough. Go back and read what I said. We always have long press conferences. I don't believe the polls. Folks, I don't think I've overpromised at all. I think we've done remarkably well. The COVID-19 is not going to give up and accept things. It's not going to go away. That is an interesting reading of English.
An interesting reading in English. Yeah. Okay. And if you disagree with our poor, tired, failing president, his press secretary, Jen Psaki, and I know, I love Psaki, so I just can't tie the two together. Jen Psaki has the cure.
So my advice to everyone out there who's frustrated, sad, angry, pissed off, feel those emotions, go to a kickboxing class, have a margarita, do whatever.
Okay. Well, you know, actually, Kelly Michaels and I, program director, talked about that this morning, and we're thinking about maybe getting a hold of Drizzly and seeing about having some margaritas here for the Saturday morning show. I think that would lead to some spirited conversation. And so, all right, I've managed to get all the way through everything I wanted to get off my chest this morning. It's your turn. We'll start this morning with Joe in Arvada. Joe, welcome back. Good morning.
Good morning, Randy. I am so happy that you brought up the resolution for this week. We need more representatives. Like, is it Pat Neville? Is his name? We need people like that. We're tired of the squishes. We don't need Walker Stapletons. We don't want Corey Gardners. We want real people. Doesn't have to be men, but it could be. We just don't want Karens. Sorry if you're named Karen. We want Ron Hanks. Come on, Ron Hanks, win it. Randy, what bothers me is that our side is so full of people who are willing to compromise for squishes.
Well, it's. And we're told that we have to be silent. People are just so scared and so worried that if someone actually stands up with a different view or stands up and pushes back on the corrupt, coordinated, Democrat-controlled media machine view that we hear with Kyle Clark and the replay media for him, and when we get these old advisors and consultants for the Republican Party, the same people who've been telling us the same things year after year after losing year. And, these are the same folks that told us we had to vote that Walker Stapleton was the one who could win the governor's race. Bob Beaupre, the somebody who can reach across the aisle, who's not oppositional or disturbing to those soccer moms or those middle of the roaders that we need. And those people bring us losses every time. Strongly articulated conservative principles and courage tend to draw enthusiasm.
Yes, yes. We need a Bob Armstrong. We need Josh Hawley. We need a Jim Jordan. We're done with these flip-floppers.
Did you mean Bill Armstrong from Colorado?
I'm sorry.
That's
Bill
okay.
Armstrong.
Senator Bill Armstrong.
That's who I meant.
I learned so much from
him. He was a great rep.
Yeah. Yeah.
He really was a great senator.
Yes. Without a doubt.
I'm so glad you brought up one other thing, too. This Ray Epps, hey, out there, talk show host, why don't you actually watch the video? What are your lying eyes telling you? The guy tells people to go into the building. Why isn't he in the can?
And not only that, you got worked up this week, didn't you, Joe? not only that, the day before he is encouraging people to storm the Capitol the next day. And it's not, some altered video. This is widely available, hasn't been censored to the point of oblivion yet. And yet, because the January 6th committee tells us, well, we've talked to him and everything's fine. We're just supposed to move on. He's just a farmer, after all. Come on, Joe.
Honestly, I think everyone that is being called on the carpet by the January 6th committee should turn your back on them. It's a kangaroo court. Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney are not Republicans. They're not representative of at least conservatives. They're squishes or they're flip-floppers or they're industrial complex representatives. Yeah, I'm so frustrated about that whole situation. Why do conservatives on the radio or anybody really give them any credit? They're a kangaroo court.
But Liz Cheney is standing up for Republican principles, Joe. Don't forget. God bless you, sir.
Yeah, Was it Dick? Didn't Dick Cheney run in with the Democrats here recently?
When he was looking at, wasn't there a statute or a port or something of him that he was looking at in the Capitol, I believe? I mean, that's
all. They all huddled together, you know, and did their prayer.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Nancy and Dick Cheney in prayer. Come on.
Warmongers and socialists all. God bless you, Joe.
Bless you too, Randy.
All right. Bye. Keep it sharp. 303-696-1971. Joe's line is open. And before we go to break, again, I'm going to just hit this a bunch before we run out of show today. Tomorrow's a big day. Stop the Mandate rallies are going on not only in Washington, D.C., but literally around the world. Boris Johnson, the good Boris, announced that the Great Britain, the United Kingdom, will be putting an end to mask and COVID vaccine mandates. Ireland is quickly following suit. That is a movement I could certainly get behind. Now, look, I understand Boris Johnson in deep political trouble. And this may be, if this is a political move, then I despise him for his motivations. But I commend him for his action. Because remember, now it's not enough to get vaxxed once or twice or get boosted. You have to be fully boosted and do it again in 6 months. Oh, but by the way, it will not stop the disease from you getting it or from you transmitting it to others. It may cut down on your symptoms. On and on and on. It's just how people who either believe in this stuff or are simply just scared and concerned and want to be on the safe side aren't challenging this more. I just will never understand. As you, if you're a regular listener, you know that so many people that I know have gone through this. People at my work, people in my family, all went through the flu Rona over the last couple of months. And so I was able to see how they recovered. Nobody wound up in the hospital. Nobody wound up on a ventilator. Nobody had any side effects or adverse effects from taking a Z-Pak along with their hydroxychloroquine or along with their ivermectin and increasing levels of zinc. These are the things that are recommended. And I saw it for myself. I felt it for myself. This is anecdotal. So, you know, I don't have a million-man study to point to. I can only point to my own experience and the experience of every person I know who simply used the alternative protocols when they got Flurona within a couple of days feeling better. Never once having dangerous O2 levels or going to the hospital with fear of being put on a ventilator. And I also know people who were very, very sick getting traditional treatments who've been made better. And maybe it's just pure coincidence that they happen to be getting some of the alternative treatments. But for whatever the reason, they got better. And these are just things that I can see with my own eyes, that I experienced with my own body. And none of that is the point. It's not whether I'm right or you're right. It's as Americans, as sovereign human beings, we ought to be able to hear the information. We ought to be able to consult with our own medical providers, and we ought to be able to then make our own decisions. We've got people in the hospital being refused alternative treatments, and instead the only alternative is getting on the ventilator, getting stuff put in your body that actually sometimes causes pneumonia or problems in your lungs. It's just remarkable. My office being bombarded by doctors and other professionals who are being grieved or complained about through administrative agencies for even daring to talk about, much less utilize, any of these alternative treatments. And, you know, we haven't lost a single one of these complaints yet. Most of them are just politically driven, anti-constitutional nonsense. But the resources that are being wasted and the lives that are not being protected, the people who may be headed toward a certain death, not even being allowed to try alternatives that have proven to work. Going all the way back to the beginning of the pandemic, My fellow Republican National Committee man, Dr. Robin Armstrong from Texas, was on last year early when people were dying in nursing homes, and he said, I'm using hydroxychloroquine. Two or three people out of 200-some people that he'd treated early in the pandemic had died, and his comment was, they had COVID. I'm not sure they died of it. They were dying anyway. But we can't talk about that. Man, oh, man. 303-696-1971 at 1043. I'm Randy Corpin. You're listening to 710 KNUS. Yow. If you're listening on the podcast with no music underneath, you don't understand, but that's all right. Welcome back. It's 1047, 12 minutes to go until 11 o'clock. Good looking day today, 44 degrees, and then tomorrow. Cannot wait for the Stop the Mandate rally on the west steps of the Capitol. Starts at 1 o'clock. I'm scheduled to speak around 2:30. Always love talking to groups from the west steps of the Capitol, looking out over the city and county building. Could probably be a beautiful, clear, snowy mountain day, snow-capped mountain day. And I don't know, just inspirational to me. When you look above the city and county building at the mountains and the blue sky and you're standing on those steps, you can't help but feel like, you know, there's still hope for my beloved home city, Denver, Colorado, and the state of Colorado, and all of the nonsense that's going down underneath that beautiful blue sky and underneath that beautiful gold dome. And that's why I keep fighting. That's why I'm out here. And I'm sure there's a reason that you listen to the show, that you get involved. Caucus is coming up. The single most important opportunity for you to have your voice heard at the highest level as an individual voter and citizen. You can caucus for the candidate that you want to see advance to our primary ballot. You can caucus for being an actual delegate to the state assembly or your county assemblies or congressional assemblies, where your voice is multiplied. Your vote counts in probably the most powerful way. You know, our votes are all diminished by the other hundreds of thousands, million people in Colorado who vote on during the actual general election. But at that grassroots level, you can accomplish so very much. We'll talk about that a little bit with my friend, State Representative Dave Williams, who is also coming on the show to talk, as we did with State Representative Patrick Neville in the 9 o'clock hour, to talk about the virtual condemnation by the media and the media supporters of old guard establishment Republican thinking, and even, you know, some in leadership in our own party for coming out with resolutions that said thank you to the almost million patriots, not the 700 idiots who are charged with crimes in going into the Capitol, but the million or so patriots who showed up to support election integrity, who showed up to support what was about to happen in Congress. You know, one of the reasons I was initially suspicious, and until we get to the bottom of January 6th, until we figure out Ray Epps and others, I will wonder if the influencing by outsiders of pushing people into the Capitol and trying to stir them up, and we've got to break down the barriers, and the folks saying, hang Mike Pence. There's nobody in my massive circle of political connections and friends, whether it's Tea Party or Republican National Committee or grassroots activists or just anywhere you go, that would support that kind of language, that kind of activity. It could have been some people on the right, whatever. They can go straight to hell as far as I'm concerned. But the resolution was to thank the million patriots who showed up to support the president, to support Congress, taking a look at these questionable states, these questionable electoral vote counts. The investigation into that is not over, contrary to what people want to tell you. Got to stop talking about it. It hurts you. If you look at national polling, no, it doesn't, because people have doubts about the legitimacy of the Joe Biden presidency, including Democrats. It's phenomenal to watch what's going on as people refuse to shut up, as more and more information squeezes through the censoring filters into the national consciousness. And the timing is great as we head into these midterm elections to keep asking these questions, keep pushing to get to the bottom of this debacle that was the 2020 election. Because on top of all of that, people know just how dangerous it is to live in America right now, how expensive it is to live in America right now, how humiliating it is to be led by the current leadership in America right now. And that all bodes very, very well as we move forward to the 2022 midterms, with Republicans holding a 9-point advantage in the generic ballot versus, 13 points down just last May, I think, sometime last year. So this resolution said thank you to those folks. Remember, Democrats did the same thing, tried to get a vote count, electoral count challenge going on the floor of Congress. The only difference is Republicans actually had, like when Maxine Waters tried it, she brought forth the resolution, but she didn't have anybody from the other House to support her. Republicans had senators and House members. They were ready to move forward and look into these questions that were raised by state legislatures. And people went by the almost million to try and support that idea peacefully, patriotically, God-fearingly. So, of course, I scratch my head and go, this was by what happened, the riot, the incursion into the Capitol, it gave everybody an excuse to stop, including Republicans. Nope, got to get this done, got to move on. That was too scary for me. That was pretty gutless, too, as far as I'm concerned, Ted Cruz, Mike Pence, etc. You had a job to do. The Capitol Police had a job to do. They should have gotten that mob under control and gotten them the hell out of the Capitol, and they should have gone back to work. So Republican Dave Williams brings forth an amendment to a resolution that thanks them, also tries to tell a little bit of truth about what actually went on with Tina Peters, and condemned widely. And we will get to some calls before the end of this hour. Here's the Colorado GOP statement. And I'm on the executive committee, but I don't have any say-so in the policy statements that get released. This is a blatant political ploy by Democrats, House Resolution 22-1004, in the Assembly to distract from the fact that they have spent years increasing taxes, passing policies that have led to record levels of violent crime, and putting students and parents last. The 2020 election is over. That sentence was wholly unnecessary. Contrary to what some Republicans and their lapdogs and butt boys think, that does not help us as we move forward to 2022. Anyway, it's in the past, and Joe Biden is the very unpopular president. If the Democrats are asking if we have confidence in our elections, the answer is yes. Oh, my God. We have complete confidence that we will win this upcoming election in the meantime. Well, I agree with that. In the meantime, we hope they will join Republicans in the legislature in working to reverse the devastating policies passed these past few years. So, I don't know. Maybe that's a statement from somebody who feels like they've got to tread a line. Keep one foot in two camps. Whatever. Let's get to at least one call before the top of the hour. State Representative Dave Williams joins us then. Harold in Wheat Ridge, good morning. Harold, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well,
I love your program. I think you're really hitting the point. But one of the things that I want to bring up is that there's proof of whatever went on in January 5th. It's on tape. It's, hundreds of thousands of dollars been spent for security. And so there are proof already on tape that all they have to do is look at it, whether it happened this way or that way, is on tape. Why can't we force somebody to look at it?
14,000 hours, Harold. 14,000 hours of video that we are not allowed to see. That means hundreds of cameras recording nonstop throughout the so-called insurrection, and we're not allowed to see it. Something
Why?
Wrong. Exactly. Exactly. Same thing.
Why can't we force them to show us that? Because it's already on tape. We don't need to have a jury. We can just look at it and see it. The proof is already there. And I think that's the solution right there. But, the government says, well, it's classified. Who classified it?
Yeah, no, 100% agree. And if Republicans get back in control of the House of Representatives, I believe wholeheartedly we will get access to that video and we'll finally know the truth about January 6th. Harold, thanks for waiting. Thanks for weighing in this morning. God bless you, sir.
You betcha. Thank you.
All right. We are nearing the top of the hour. Text message came in. Very important. Randy, the January 6th article was in Newsweek, not Newsmax. I must have said Newsmax. And that's because I never talk about Newsweek. Who would talk about Newsweek usually? It's been here's what the texter said. A big deal because old, tired, legacy Newsweek had gone way left and now seems to be purposely going back toward the middle. A media that tries to report on the other 50%. Truly shocking. Keep up the great work. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Jim. Yes, Newsweek. Newsmax must have slipped out of my mouth, but what a great article. You've got to get the 9 o'clock hour podcast when it's up later today if you weren't with us on the show. But right now we're at the top of the hour. We're going to take our break and return on the other side with State Representative Dave Williams. We'll take a look at these resolutions that were proposed and all of the gnashing of teeth, hand-wringing, crying, wailing, and worrying over the amendments that were brought forth by people who are willing to stand for the truth. That's worth sticking around. I hope you will. 1058 Randy Corcoran, 710 KNUS.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.